One of my favorite comic strips is Pearls Before Swine. I don't know if any of you read that, but mostly I love the really bad puns that I find every now and then. But some of them are quite witty, and there was one that I actually saved and look at every now and then to chuckle again, when the character named Rat is telling the goat that, he says, "I'm never happy." And goat says to him, "Well, you know, happiness is a choice." And Rat says, "It is?" And goat says, "Yeah." And then Rat says, "Well, tell me who's been making those choices so I can go kick him in the rear." And goat says, "No, let me start over." And Rat says, "No, seriously, give me a name." And I think that just kind of shows how often a lot of us act. In the book of Sirach today, our first reading, we're given this really deep saying. If you choose, you can keep the commandments, they will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. God lays out the choice to us. He gives us this great gift of free will. And so in a real way, Sirach is saying, happiness is a choice. And you get to make it. Think about what a great gift that gift of free will is. We aren't forced to do anything. You know, even in our circumstances in life, when we can say, "Well, so-and-so made me do this," or "due to the circumstances, I had to do this." If you take a step back, you have choices. They may not all be good ones, and you may feel pressured into a choice or two, but God has blessed us with the ability to choose. He loves us so much that he doesn't want to force us to love him, to do his will because we have to, but to respond in love to him and say, "I choose what you want." Now, husbands and wives, you'll probably know saying that to your spouse will probably get you pretty far. "I want to do it because you like it," right? That's love. And that's what God asks of us too, to do it because we love God and we choose to follow him, not because we're forced to. But God also loves us enough not to leave us to figure it out on our own, right? He lays out the options before us. He gives us the commandments. He shows us the roadmap. He says, "This is what I want. This is what is good and right and just. This is what will make you happy." And if I can date myself a little bit with a bad movie reference to The Matrix, here's the red pill, here's the blue pill. It's up to you. You get to pick. Do we choose and trust enough to believe that what God lays in front of us is truly good? He loves us so much that he would never force us to do anything. And he loves us so much that he gives us all the tools we need, his grace in the sacraments of the church, the teachings of Jesus Christ himself, the revelation of God and who he is to each of us, so that we know the way to choose. The question is, do we trust him? Do we believe that what he wants really is good for us? In our gospel reading today, Jesus lays out there some of the commandments and he goes a little deeper. And we might say, "Well, that's really hard. I say to you, whoever's angry with his brother will be liable to judgment." But how many of us choose to dwell in anger every day, bringing back up old hurts, refusing to move on, to try and look for the good in the world? We have that choice to forgive. We have that choice to let go of anger. We are able to look for the good in the world and to let the past be the past. It's a gift given to us each and every day by God. And he knows we're not perfect. He knows we're going to make mistakes and choose the wrong thing. And he loves us so much that he even forgives us. How deep is God's love and desire that we would be with him in the heavenly kingdom, in true, perfect unity in love? He gives us all the tools we need, brothers and sisters. Free will, the grace of God, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and the forgiveness of sins when we still make mistakes. God is so good, and he wants such good things for us. So let us truly choose to take his commandments to heart, to choose life and life eternal, to choose happiness with him who gave everything for our sake. Happiness is a choice, and it's one you get to make. We don't get to blame others. We don't get to blame God. We don't get to blame circumstances. The path is laid out before us, brothers and sisters. Will you choose to take it?